Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, Jerry Seinfeld said that he had dark feelings about turning 70. We're going to talk about that. Was there an age that was tough for you? And I love this. The Rolling Stones tour is sponsored by AARP. I posted a video about this yesterday after the show. I'm going to read some of your comments from the Scoot on the Air Facebook page. I think it was also shared on the WWL Radio Facebook page. And I wrote a blog about whether or not we can continue to see more protests going into the summer of 2024. Protests that might even not be about Israel and Hamas. I think there's reason to believe that we're going to see more. I talk about that in a blog. It's posted on our website, WWL.com, and you can also find it on the Scoot on the Air Facebook page and comment on it there. And hey, if you haven't joined me on Facebook yet, I hope you will become part of our family there, and I would love for you to comment on the blogs and the videos that I post, and also comment on some of the comments that are made. Let's go to our traffic center, and Courtney VIP joins us on WWL. Hey, Miss Courtney.
Hey there, Scoot. How are you?
Good. Hey, was there a year that you reached that was tough for you?
Oh, wow. I think probably the first time I felt like, was right around like the 30 mark, because yeah. I felt like, oh, now I got to grow up.
Yeah. You know, the first time I recognized anything about a year was when I turned 19. Because there's something about before you're 19, it seems like everybody's older than you. And when you turn 19, you realize that a lot of people around you are younger than you. And
yeah.
So I felt a little older at 19. But I really, honestly, I have not had a problem with any milestone I've reached. You know?
No, not since. It was something that was the one time. Something about leaving the 20s felt like, oh, this is official. Yeah. It's a three
it's
now.
It's official.
Yeah. You know, you ask people their age, like, oh, 25. Of course you say that.
Yeah.
And then after that, it becomes something different.
And I never got into, oh, my God, I'm 40. I'm over the hill. That's over the hill,
no,
right? 40?
No. I think, you know, you're as young as you feel, as young as you, you know, do and as young as you say. I think there's a big difference between being immature and just being young at heart. And you know, people are living longer and better and sexier these days. So yeah.
Oh yeah, and there's help to be sexier when you get older too.
Yeah.
Also, and listen, but when it comes to like getting Mick Jagger and Keith Richards are on tour and they're both 80 years old. I love that the tour is sponsored by AARP. There's just something ironic about that. And then, you know, I mean, when you were younger, did you ever think that you would like see somebody 80 years old, like doing what Mick Jagger does?
No, I look at, you know, some of the people that I loved when I was younger, you know, on places like MTV, BET, and I look at, and they're still doing it. Like my mom and I were laughing at Ice-T and Vivica Fox on the car warranty commercial the other day. Cause it's like he went from, you know, pimping and slipping and whatever else to now he's selling car warranties. It's just amazing to see that.
That is a great commercial. It's like they're in a coroner's.
Yes,
like the coroner's office, and they unzip the black bag, and it's somebody's transmission that has died.
I mean, you consider ICs was 6435 somewhere around there. Yeah. I never would have guessed.
And I saw Juvenile Sunday.
Juvenile, another one.
Oh my God, he's
got
been
a little
around
dad
for a while.
Bod going on, Juvie.
Yeah, you back that thing up. Back that thing up.
Yes, absolutely.
I almost got hit by a couple of those things while they were backing them up.
Oh, yeah, the things will thang.
Yeah,
if you're in the vicinity.
All right, Miss Courtney, we'll talk to you again soon.
Sounds good, Scoot.
Okay. If you want to join us for the comment this afternoon, the Okanar Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. All right, let's get the results of the Tuesday text off. The song was Heart of Glass. Song A was Blondie. Song B was Miley Cyrus. Blondie's version of Heart of Glass was released in 1978. Miley Cyrus did it in 2020. Now, you know, when Blondie did this song, Blondie was in the late 70s. Blondie was part of that new wave kind of commercialized punk music that was starting to reach mainstream America. And I remember when Blondie first came out, and I just thought that this was really part of a major trend, and it proved to be. But Blondie was the big winner, and I'm kind of surprised because I kind of like the Miley Cyrus version better. So can we do song B? Song A was the winner, and that was Blondie. Miley Cyrus was song B, but here's song B. This was the loser, but you know, personally, I really like the way Miley Cyrus did this. All right, and here is the winner, Blondie, from 1978, Heart of Glass, the big winner. Thanks for all of you who participated in the Tuesday text-off. Okay, we talked earlier about the Pelicans, and their performance last night was just terrible. Brandon Ingram has talked about this season, and he said it was his worst season with the Pelicans. Brandon Ingram said, and this was after the game, he said, quote, "I can go back and I can blame the coaches. I can blame everybody else but myself. But, you know, I've got to look myself in the mirror and tell myself what I really need to do, how I can help this team, how I can help the coaches, how do I get the fans in New Orleans to believe in us again. And, you know, that's my job. That's my task." I respect that. Because Brandon Ingram and CJ McCollum were the two people we needed most. And they missed too many open shots. And I know Zion wasn't there, but the Pelicans had open shot after open shot. They missed shots under the basket. And I respect Brandon Ingram for having this attitude. And I don't know what it was about CJ and BI, but it's like they just lost the touch. But, I mean, I hope Brandon Ingram sticks around. I think we heard in sports that he's got another year in his contract. I hope he sticks around and helps some of the even younger players who are on the team. Now, we also talked about this, and I've mentioned this before, and I don't hear a lot of people discussing this, but Zion Williamson might be prone to injuries because he's so big and he's so agile, and he makes moves and he does things with his agility and his speed that people who are that size don't do. And I'm wondering if that because of his size and his instinctive agility, that maybe those two things might be an issue for him, and he's not always going to be in the lineup. When he's there, he's going to be great. But, you know, we've seen the team win without Zion. And this series against the Thunder, and look, give the Thunder credit because their defense was just smothering. Their defense was amazing. And this, you know, Holmgren, this guy who's like, you know, 8'3" or whatever, he just stands there and holds his hand up and blocks the ball. I also thought the officials were very unfair to the Pelicans. And I just think that this is just something so pathetic. And we've talked about this, about the NFL and the NBA in particular, and now it's Major League Baseball, where there's growing criticism of the officials. And the officials, as far as the fans are concerned, the officials don't appear to be accountable for their behavior. They're not accountable for their bad calls. and they should be held accountable, and fans should know that they're being punished or that they're being held accountable for their bad calls. I think that would ease a lot of angst and concern that fans have for the officiating. And, you know, if you don't do your job, if you don't do your job right, you get fired. And these officials seem like they stay on forever. I'm sure there are officials who get fired, but the fans need to hear about that. For the credibility of sports, fans need to hear about officials in every sport being held accountable for making bad calls. And then that's going to encourage them to do a better job making the calls. And I just see, you know, when the Pelicans were playing the Lakers, it was ridiculous. And there were fouls against the Pelicans. There were fouls against Thunder last night against the Pelicans. Well, fouls against the Thunder guarding the Pelicans. And they weren't called. And the Pelicans, you know, look at somebody wrong at the other end of the court and they get called for a foul. So that it's just not fair. The team shouldn't have to play the officials and then the opposing team. So anyway, I really do respect Brandon Ingram, and I hope he sticks around. All right, if you want to join us with a comment, the Oakland Heart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. We'll talk about this possible Trump vice presidential candidate who shot her dog, and also a little bit more about the protest. But here's what I'd like to know. Was there a year that was tough for you? Jerry Seinfeld has had an incredible career. It continues. But he said he's had really dark feelings about turning 70. Was there an age that was hard for you? And what age was that? Was it 20? Was it 25? Was it 30? Was it 40, 50, 60, 70? Was there a year that it was really hard for you? And let's have a little fun with this. The Rolling Stones tour is being sponsored by AARP, American Association of Retired Persons. The retirement organization sponsoring the Rolling Stones. What's another good sponsor for the Stones Tour, considering that Mick Jagger is 80 years old? All right, if you want to join us, the Oakland Heart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. On the Scoot on the Air Rock Culture Calendar, this day in 1978, The Clash, and they were one of those bands like Blondie that sort of bridged that new wave commercial punk era. They were one of the acts that participated in Rock Against Racism. It was a concert that played to 50,000 people in London's Victoria Park to fight the National Front, which is a neo-Nazi group in the UK that has the slogan, Keep Britain White. And the National Front represents extreme right-wingism and also white supremacy, which, you know, all right-wingers don't support that, but this group does. And it had been growing in terms of popularity in the UK. So The Clash were part of that concert against that. I'm Scoot, and we'll be right back on WWL.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their Summer Splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Jerry Seinfeld said he had dark feelings about turning 70. Was there a year that was tough for you? And you gotta love this. The Rolling Stones are touring, and the tour is sponsored by AARP. All right, what's another sponsor that would be appropriate for the Rolling Stones tour? AARP, obviously, Viagra, Cialis, those would be cool sponsors. Can you think of another one? All right, if you want to join us, the Open Heart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. I'm Scoot on the air, really a beautiful Tuesday afternoon. We're doing our show live from Jazz Fest on Friday afternoon, so I am so looking forward to that. That'll be fun. Ian Hoke, is there a year that you remember being a tough year for you?
Like a tough birthday?
Yeah, like a tough, yeah. a tough birthday. Was there a milestone that you reached and you it was tough for you to deal with?
I didn't love 35 just because I was really afraid of turning 40, and I kind of thought 35 was the beginning of the end in that regard. I turned out to be incorrect about that, and then turning 40 was awesome. I wasn't bothered by having turned 40 at all.
Good. I didn't think about that either. And I can't really, I tend to have a very positive attitude, so I can't think of a milestone that I reached that I regretted it. And I think there are a few reasons why I feel that way, but I don't know. I never got into like, oh my God, my life is over. I've always looked for, what's next, and you never know what's going to happen to you next. And people like Mick Jagger and Keith Richards, who are 80 years old now and they're doing what they're doing, I just think that's great inspiration.
Yeah, I think mine wasn't really tied to a specific year. It was just this sort of general fear that I had that my youth was getting away from me, and the way that people in the world related to me and viewed me was going to change in a way that I didn't control and had no ability to kind of steer. That turned out to not really be a rational fear, and I see the beginning and the end of that sort of phase of my life, and it's already in the rearview. So no, I think that was probably it. I hope I'm not like, oh God, 45 or 50 or 60.
Good.
Yet. We'll see.
Because you transition from this idea of, okay, I've reached this milestone, and instead of thinking, oh, I'm old, it's all over, you embrace this new adventure, because new things happen when you hit this certain age, because you hit that certain age.
Yeah, I mean, I turned 40 at the same time I was, getting the world's most unexpected divorce and moving into a great new apartment in the French Quarter and dating new people and getting back on stage. And it's been great. It's been a great year.
I know you had a tough time there, and none of that was your fault for sure. Let's do a couple of texts, and then I'll. What, you're laughing already?
Well, there's just a bunch of texts in here that are fun.
Yeah, we have not gotten to text in a while, so let's get to some of the text. And then I want to talk about some of the things that I have posted on my Facebook page. I did Career Day at the Kenner Discovery Health and Science Academy, just behind the Walmart in Kenner, and I love being out there. Third graders and fourth graders, and I'll read some of the comments. I interviewed some of the kids and posted it on Facebook, and it was a pleasure to be out there, and I want to thank Ms. Paulette and everybody who was part of that. They really a successful day, and I have to tell you that, here I am standing there. I've got the Scoot on the air. It's like one of those convention signs that people have. I have the Scoot on the air sign behind me, and I'm standing there with the WWL microphone, and it doesn't look very impressive compared to like the Kenner Fire Department that's letting the kids try on the fire gear, and the helmets and the jacket that they wear and the oxygen mask that they use to go in and fight the fires. And the Jefferson Parish Police were giving out badges and other things, and there was a guy there who was a pilot. He's got this model plane right in front of him, and his woman's showing everybody how the heart works. And you know, and some people are giving out candy and sunglasses. So I wasn't prepared for that, but I did the best I did the best I could. So we'll get to that in a few minutes.
Well, here's a text about that that says, my wife met you at her school today. Me and my daughter are very jealous. We listen on the ride home every day. She's four. My wife sent me a picture you took together. Love the show, Scoot Anian.
Yeah, I remember that. I mean, this woman said, yeah, my husband's a big fan of the show. Can we take a picture? And I said, sure. Some of the kids' questions were funny, and I mentioned it earlier. And I'm still laughing about the kid that just came right up to me and he goes, how much money do you make?
Nice. Not enough, jerk. How much money do you make?
I told him, look, I have a great living. I really do. I mean, everybody would like to make more, but I have a great life and a great living. So I had to be honest about that. And then you know, I wasn't going to get into anything political, but this fourth grader, third grader, I'm not sure which, but he comes up to me and he goes, so how do you feel about the Israel-Palestinian war? And I said, well, you know, it's a complicated issue. He goes, up for the Palestinians. Then he moved on.
All right. Lots and lots of texts about what other sponsors the Rolling Stones could have. A number of people are saying Jarrett Hall.
Oh, yeah.
People saying Depends Diapers.
Depends.
Prevagen. Metamucil. Dan in Bywater really got the memo. He says, the Rolling Stones, brought to you by Xanax. Here comes my 19th nervous breakdown.
That's cool.
He also says, the Rolling Stones, brought to you by AED with their new line of voice-activated defibrillators. Start me up.
That's funny. I love the way he tied it into songs.
That's great. So there's lots of those. Keep them coming. We've already heard Metamucil, Geritol, Depends. What on earth was
Wait,
that?
Wait, sorry. I'm sorry. I'm going to my
Sorry, I thought
Facebook.
That was something I did.
No, I'm
Good
going to
God.
No, I'm going to my Facebook page, and it brought up the video and the audio, and I didn't want that to happen. So here's a few comments to me being at Career Day at the Kenner Discovery Health Science Academy. This comment comes from Carol. Says, you'll know next time, like what to bring and, you know, things like that. Deborah says, awesome. Todd Bauer, who I used to work with in radio years ago, Todd Bauer, great news guy. He says, looking good for our age. Carry on. Gigi says, how sweet. Bet you have a lot of memories and sweet seats and great bands. To make it authentic, I brought the backstage passes that I have hanging on my Scoot on the Air sign at home, and I brought those to drape on it. James says SOTA needs to do a teen summit before the summer in the city. That would be a great idea, James. Stan says you just do what you do, talk. It's literally what you do. Carry on. Yeah, that's exactly right. Here are a couple of comments to an interview I did with a young girl. Here's a comment that says, great job, sir. Thank you. Yeah, you know, this girl said, you know, so she brought up something about sometimes when I'm sad. And I said, so what are you doing? And she dances. So that was her way of dealing with being sad. And I thought that was a very mature thing for a third or fourth grader to say. Here is another comment to a conversation with one of the students. Donald says, originally Westgate Elementary, then change to Marjorie in the fourth grade. St. Lawrence across the street. Yes, St. Lawrence is across the street. And I mentioned earlier, that's where I was confirmed Catholic. I was baptized at St. Philip Neri, confirmed Catholic at St. Lawrence. And I really enjoyed that parish. Here's a comment from Damien. Scoot, I love your brother, but that bare table looks so sad. What are the goodies for the kiddies? Hey, man, I was unprepared for this. They invite me to Career Day, and sometimes Career Day is just standing up in front of the class. No, there was heavy competition. And these other people who were there, they knew that, and they had candy and stuff for the kids. So I will be much more prepared next time. I posted something, and the caption is, this is on Scoot on the Air Facebook, do you think this helped the Pelicans? Ian, I want you to go to my Facebook page and check out the post. Do you think this helped the Pelicans?
Interesting.
I don't think that helped the Pelicans. It's one of the scary things about the Pelicans. And, you know, I have nightmares about this thing. Do you think this helped the Pelicans?
Oh, man, my phone's taking over.
Facebook page. Yeah, there's a bunch of comments here.
Oh, my God. No.
No, that couldn't have helped the Pelicans.
Yikes.
All right, that's on SOTA Facebook. All right, if you want to join us with a comment, the Okunard Jewelers Talk and Text line is 504-260-1870. If you're on hold, hang on. We'll get to some of your calls coming up. So did you have a tough year? I hope you didn't. I hope there wasn't a year where you kind of reached a milestone and you freaked out or you had dark feelings, because, you know, you can quickly transition. And sometimes you reach a point in life where you reach an age and you don't look back at the past. And you start thinking about the future. And I'm blessed with this eternal optimism. And while I'm realistic about things, I feel like still at this point in my life, anything is possible. And I just embrace today and the future. And I hope that helps you get through any time that you might feel kind of dark, hitting a milestone. All right, I'm Scoot on the air, and we'll be right back on WWL.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
Baseball season is heating up. Odyssey has you covered with the most entertaining coverage of your team. Stay locked in and in the know with the local voices you trust as they bring you unfiltered takes, recap games, react to the latest team news, and talk to callers. Listen to your favorite shows for free on the Odyssey app, Odyssey.com, your smart speaker, or in the car with Android Auto or Apple CarPlay.
On the Scoot on the Air Rock Culture Calendar, it was on this day in 2022 that country music star Naomi Judd died by suicide at the age of 76, one day before she was inducted into the Country Music Hall of Fame with the Judds. Really, really sad. You know, when that news first broke, they did not want to say it was suicide. They just said that she had passed away. And I don't remember how long it was, but they ultimately said that she did commit suicide. But they didn't want to say that. And I guess it was sort of a stain on the image of the Judds. I guess that's what their thinking was. But, you know, this is really fascinating. So Naomi Judd committed suicide at the age of 76, one day before she was inducted into the Country Music Hall of Fame. I know somebody, and I'm not going to mention the name. It wasn't in this city, but when I was working in another city, it didn't happen when I was there, but it happened within the last couple of years. A woman who was just about to be inducted she was the reigning Ms. America, the reigning Mrs. America, and it was a couple of days before the pageant, where she was going to be honored as the outgoing Ms. America. And she just happened to take sleep medication. I know there's a couple of them. To Ambien. She took a handful of Ambien. And just at this great peak where she was going to get so much attention, she took too many Ambien. And I kind of got the feeling that she knew that she had reached a milestone that couldn't be repeated, and she just wanted to be remembered. And, man, everybody was in town for the event that she was going to be honored at. And I just thought that was just really sad. So it's interesting how people sometimes make that decision at a time when they're going to most be remembered. And just, again, really, really tragic. All right, let's just take a moment and talk about this whack job. The governor of South Dakota, Republican governor of South Dakota, Governor Kristi Noem, she has been talked about being Donald Trump's vice presidential running mate. She shot and killed her 14-month-old dog and put it in a gravel pit. The puppy's name was Cricket. And she mentions this in her book, No Going Back, The Truth on What's Wrong with Politics and How to Move America Forward. This is just, it's a puppy. And she said, well, the puppy was something like the puppy was just no good, and it was not doing what it was supposed to do. And it was a hunting dog, and it went and chased the birds all over the place instead of, I guess, doing what it was supposed to. It's a 14-month-old puppy. It can't be prepared to do everything it's supposed to do at that point. You know, and she thought, like, coming forward and saying this was going to be some positive thing. And then she justifies it by saying, well, I followed the law when it comes to doing this. She talks about being a farmer and a rancher and a rural person, and she says, well, this is what we do. I don't know. I'm not comfortable with this, killing a 14-month-old pup while she's training it to hunt pheasant, and it didn't do the right thing. She also killed a goat that I was making too much noise and put it in the same gravel pit that she put the dog in. So, you know, I don't know if that's the mentality of somebody that should be a vice presidential running mate. All right, I don't know whether you've heard this or not, but you don't have to go to college to be a manager at Walmart and make a six-figure salary. Walmart is dropping the requirement of a college degree to apply for higher salaried management positions, and they want people to work their way up in the company. And they want to give people a chance to move up in the company and make a six-figure salary. And you don't have to go to college. And I think that's an amazing thing. I don't think we should punish people for not going to college, because a lot of people go to college and they're not better off. They're not necessarily smarter than people who didn't go to college. Now, when it comes to some things like being a doctor or an engineer, yeah, you got to go to college. But for all the people who got just like general degrees, liberal arts, which isn't, you know, isn't political, but there's some areas where you could get degrees that are not so specialized, and that doesn't necessarily make you more qualified than somebody else. So for all the people working at Walmart, they want to give everybody a chance to work hard and move up. And I think that would inspire people to do a better job, knowing that, okay, well, I don't have a college degree, and there's a requirement to have a college degree, so I never can get there. Well, now they can get to the top. So I think that's a cool move for Walmart. All right, we're going to come back to wrap up the show here in just a few minutes. All right, want to wish happy birthday today to the leader of the band Dishwalla. They just had really one huge hit, and this is it. But J.R. Richards is 57 years old today. I love this song. And sometimes birthdays on the SOTA Rock Culture calendar give us a chance to sample music that we haven't heard in a long time. All right, I'm Scoot, and we'll be back on WWL. All right, looking forward to Jazz Fest. We're going to be at Jazz Fest Live 1 to 4 this coming Friday. If you're there, love for you to come by and see us. Courtesy Miller Lite. Yeah, it tastes like Miller time from 1 to 4 at Jazz Fest. A sports talk with Bobby Aver, Mike Dettillier, and Steve Geller coming up next. And you'll hear football legend Archie Manning talk about Spencer Rattler, the quarterback the Saints selected in the draft. That's at 5:20. I want to thank our program director and brand manager, Diane Newman, assistant program director, brand manager, and senior producer of Scoot on the Air, Ian Hoke, market manager Dan Barron, news anchor Chris Miller, and traffic with Court DP. As always, I thank you for being part of the show. And off the air, you can always send me messages, Scoot on the Air Facebook and Scoot on the Air Instagram. And I'll get to those messages, do it as soon as I can. But I want to thank all of you for being part of our show. I'm Scoot on the Air. Love you, New Orleans.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.